Yeah.
I have the Senator Barry Goldwater.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Barry? Yes, Mr. President.
Just had Pat Boone, his lovely wife, and four beautiful daughters in, and they just raved about your appearance in Atlanta.
Well, thank you.
Told about your flying in the airplane and all that, and
yeah,
what you said, but he said, you know, you just got to get Barry Goldwater out across this country more. So I thought you'd like to know that you got some fans, boy.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
And I appreciate what you said.
You made a hell of a good speech last night. I saw it down there.
Well, I had to, of course, speak before one of those New York audiences, and I hate them, although we had our friends there, but, you know, they're so unspontaneous, you know.
Well,
but,
I thought they gave you a good response.
Yeah, from New York.
I think what you said is particularly needed at this time. I'm stressing those points every time.
All right. Incidentally, I hit the, I thought you'd be interested to know, the defense thing very hard.
I know you did.
In Chicago, I thought you'd be interested. I said, now look here, there are those that say we should lay down this burden of defense. I said, if we lay it down, no other free nation's going to pick it up, and we can't leave this vacuum. And then I went on to say that, I said, now, I had to make a very difficult decision on this just over the last weekend. I said, I had to make a test, this decision on Amchitka, meaning a testing a defensive weapon, which the Soviet Union has already, of course, tested. And, of course, I laid it all out by saying, if we get arms control, we should do this and that and the other thing.
Sure.
But then I went on to say, I said, now, many people objected to that very strenuously because they were concerned about risk to the environment. I said, I'm concerned about the environment, and I think we have some very good programs and very good initiative environment. But I said, if we don't defend this country, we aren't going to have any environment to protect.
That's sure right.
And I think we ought to hit that point, Barry.
Well, you should, and I ask...
Some of these people are nuts on that subject.
Well, they're nuts on any subject, but I asked Mel Laird at lunch the other day to prepare some fact sheets so that Republicans who are not aware of the defense expenditures and defense problems can answer. And he said he's going to do it.
Good. Let me say one other thing on the Amchitka thing. You know, going forward, and that was essential, because if we hadn't, our ABM and everything was down the tube, you know, for a year.
I know it.
So we did it, and it didn't blow up the Arctic, and the seals are still swimming.
Well, you told me last August you were going to go through with that, and I'm damn proud of you for that.
I wish you'd tell some of our good, because you have a stroke with them, you know, conservative friends like Buckley and others, that goddamn, and I know you disarmer, you know, I'm fighting. Because,
well,
you know, it's the Congress is trying to disarm Barry, I'm not.
Plus, what you inherited.
Yeah.
10 years of no development.
Well, 10 years of McNamara, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
The Russians have caught us now. Now we're just,
yes,
we're just keep. And listen, if we don't get arms control, Kissinger just walked in. Let me tell you, we're going to start going. I can prove you. I can tell you that.
We're going to have to.
Right.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, Henry.
Thank you.